from the heart of our nation's capital, this is Washington Watch Weekend Edition. Now, here's your host, David Salkeld.
Greetings, fellow patriots. I am David Salkeld, and I'm a constitutional conservative, husband, and homeschool dad. As you may recall from last week's show, the Family Research Council held their annual Watchmen on the Wall conference, a meeting for pastors from around the country who desire to keep their churches informed on those issues that we talk about on the show every week. Today, we're going to be focusing on just one of those special speakers at the Watchmen on the Wall conference. I first met our guest back in 2007 as we were putting together a video series for Family Research Council focusing on different politicians' political views. I also ran into our guest a couple of times at our church in Northern Virginia. At the time, I thought, man, this is the most genuine politician I've ever met. Here's FRC President Tony Perkins as he introduces our guest.
Well, to finish our time out today, I want to introduce a special guest. I first met our next speaker when he was a radio talk show host back in 1998. I had testified before the Indiana State Legislature on the covenant marriage law, which I had authored in my home state of Louisiana. And it was a good thing that I got up early that morning to go into the studio because I didn't want to. I wasn't thrilled of getting up early and going into the studio because I had a late night. But he wouldn't be behind that microphone much longer, so it's a good thing I took that opportunity, because 2 years later, on his third try, he was elected to the United States Congress. 3 years after that, our paths crossed again when I came to Family Research Council, but he quickly ascended to leadership, becoming the chairman of the Republican Study Committee, then to the number three spot in the GOP in the House leadership as conference chairman. More importantly now, he is a counselor to the president and one of the major advocates for religious freedom around the globe. You probably know him best as the 48th Vice President of the United States. Please welcome Vice President Mike Pence.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, thank you. I'm very humbled by that warm welcome, and I just heard y'all were in town and wanted to stop by and just reflect for a moment on what your support, on what your prayers, and what your encouragement has meant to this president, to this administration, and to this nation. But before I do that, would you? I know you were just covering him in prayer, but I got to tell you, this president, his vice president, our entire administration couldn't be more grateful for Tony Perkins' unwavering leadership in Washington, D.C. And Tony, we appreciate you. And to General Boykin, who I know you've heard from today, to all the great speakers, to Michelle Bachmann, who I just saw backstage, my great friend I served with in the Congress, it is humbling for me to be able to stand before you this morning, to be able to greet the 2018 National Briefing of Watchmen on the Wall, and to bring you greetings from a great champion of faith in America, the 45th President of the United States of America. I bring greetings from President Donald Trump. let me assure you, all of what you've done to support the agenda and that I'm going to reflect on for just a moment, I hope you take great satisfaction in and know that you've played a vital role. But I'm also here to acknowledge the fact that the ministries that you lead, the faithful that you lead every day. I know it is the president's conviction. It is my conviction that the pulpits that you stand at are of much greater consequence than any podium behind which he and I stand. So thank you for your service to the gospel. Thank you for serving the American people every single day in all your ministries. But I love this gathering. You know, the Bible tells us that the Lord has posted watchmen on the walls and will never be silent day or night, and you haven't been. You've been out there speaking on behalf of eternal truth and on behalf of religious liberty. And I hope as you look at the progress that together we've made in the last 15 months that you know that you've played a vital role. You know, in Tony and I were just in the Rose Garden not long ago, and for the second year in a row, the President of the United States celebrated the National Day of Prayer. And on that day, he said, "We are a nation of faith and a nation of believers." And we've been acting that out in tangible ways as well. And I just ran a little list here just in case you hadn't heard about it. Because this is something the president always talks in terms of what we have accomplished together. That's really why I wanted to come by today, to celebrate what we've been able to do. I mean, think about it. From very early in this administration, this president committed to appoint strong conservatives to our federal courts at every level, men and women who will uphold the God-given liberties enshrined in the Constitution of the United States. And last year, with the strong support of our partners in the Senate, this president appointed and saw confirmed more conservative judges to our federal courts of appeals in a single year than any president in American history. And that doesn't even count Justice Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court of the United States of America.
That's Vice President Mike Pence, and we'll hear more of his speech from the Watchmen on the Wall conference held last week in just a few moments. If you want to find out more about Watchmen on the Wall, head on over to tonyperkins.com and follow the links. Also, I want to invite you to be a part of keeping Washington Watch on the air by going to tonyperkins.com and making a contribution. Again, that's tonyperkins.com.
For years, big money has flowed from big mobile carriers to liberals fighting to fund organizations like Planned Parenthood. With Patriot Mobile, a portion of your bill will be used to support conservative organizations like Family Research Council Action. And as an exclusive FRC Action offer, get a free $50 credit with a 24-month contract when you use promo code FRCA18. Call now 1-800-A-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of Washington Watch. I'm your host, David Salkeld. Today we're featuring Vice President Mike Pence's speech from the Watchmen on the Wall conference from last week as he addressed pastors from across the country. Here now is the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence.
The president has stood strong for religious liberty. Last year in the Rose Garden, the president signed an executive order to protect the right of every American to live out their beliefs in the public square. And this year, he created a new faith initiative that will ensure that faith-based organizations, in the president's words, have an equal right to exercise their deeply held beliefs in the public square. And we are going to continue to fight until we fully repeal the Johnson Amendment from the Internal Revenue Code. But it will no longer be enforced under this administration. I love the president loves to tell the story about how he learned about the Johnson Amendment, Tony, doesn't he? It was with a group, maybe many of you in this room. As he said, as he's wont to do in the course of a campaign, he heard support from men and women gathered in New York City. And he said, well, why don't you go back and tell your churches about that? And they said, well, we can't. Because there's this law called the Johnson Amendment on the books. It threatens our tax-exempt status. The president made a commitment. And under this administration, he's taken executive action to make sure the Johnson Amendment is never enforced. And we're going to repeal it once and for all. I promise you that. I will tell you as well, this president has taken the fight for religious liberty to the world stage. And I couldn't be more proud. I called him up a couple nights before I was scheduled to speak at a gathering just like this, an organization that focuses on persecution of Christian minorities around the wider world. I told the president that our information was that funding going through the UN, particularly in the wider Middle East, was not reaching Christian communities to be rebuilt in northern Iraq. And it took the president about 3 seconds on the phone. I told him what we could do is directly fund through USAID Christian-based and religious-based NGOs to rebuild religious minorities, communities, and Christian communities. And he said, do it. And we've already distributed more than $100 million through USAID directly to Christian NGOs that are rebuilding Christian communities in the wider world. And lastly, I don't know, those of you that know me well, probably can appreciate the fact I couldn't be more proud to serve as vice president to the most pro-life president in American history. It's true. Think about it. It was a few days after the inauguration, the president reinstituted the Mexico City policy, banning federal funding for abortion organizations around the world. We empowered states to defund Planned Parenthood, and just this last week, the president reinstituted the rule at HHS to prohibit Title X funding from going to organizations that provide or perform abortions. Amazing. Standing without apology for the unborn and the sanctity of life. That's President Donald Trump. That's what you all have done. You all have elected a president, supported an administration, supported partners in the Congress who stood with us in this cause. And I expect that you rejoiced as much as I did. I heard Michelle Bachmann was actually over there when, after more than 2 decades of broken promises, this president recognized Jerusalem as the capital of the state of Israel and moved the United States Embassy there. Amazing. It's amazing. But I came really because that's what we've done. That's what all of you have done. I mean, through what you might have noticed, a little bit of opposition here in Washington, D.C. And I'm not just talking about the media. This president has gotten up every day, I can tell you. He and I have gotten to be very close. I mean, obviously, we're a lot alike. I mean, I get it. He's big city, I'm small town, you know. He's very charismatic, interesting, memorable. I'm me, you know.
And I'll tell you what, we're alike in every way that matters. We both, our families, lived the American dream. His grandfather immigrated to this country. My grandfather immigrated. His dad built a business with his own two hands. And I watched my dad build a small gas station business and hurry his family off to church every Sunday morning. President Trump grew up just the same way. Take a read of David Brody's book, The Faith of Donald Trump, if you want to really take a deep look into the faith heritage of this president. It's there. He cherishes it. I mean, when he came up, the guy that likes to call himself a kid from Queens went off to Manhattan Island to build the big buildings, right? I felt a calling into public service. So you see, I mean, you look at our two lives. I mean, other than a whole lot of zeros, President Trump and I have a lot in common. A lot of zeros. And it really is a belief in the American dream. And it's having been raised in a family with a foundation of faith.
Again, that's the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence. And we'll hear more of his speech from the Watchman on the Wall conference in just a little bit. If you want to find out more about the ministry of Watchman on the Wall, head over to tonyperkins.com and follow the links. Also, a quick reminder that your generous contributions to Family Research Council enable us to continue making these programs available. And you can donate when you visit tonyperkins.com. We'll be right back with the conclusion of the Vice President's speech in just a moment.
Since the 2016 election, faith, family, and freedom are on the move in America. Can values voters keep the momentum going in November? If you're like me, you care a lot about where our culture is headed. Now is the time to stand with our leaders and fight for our values. To join this noble mission, mark your calendar for the Values Voter Summit on September 21st to 23rd in Washington, D.C. Past speakers include Donald Trump, Mike Pence, Paul Ryan, Kirk Cameron, Dana Loesch, and Ben Carson. Visit valuesvotersummit.org for more information.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of Washington Watch. I'm David Salkeld. Today, we've been featuring Vice President Mike Pence's speech from the Watchman on the Wall conference from last week as he addressed pastors from across the country. Here now is the conclusion of the speech by the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence.
If you got time, I don't know if you get by the Bible Museum when you're in town for this conference. Is that right? Great. Special place. How about a round of applause for the people that did the Bible Museum? Steve Green, everybody. Wow. Amazing. I'll tell you a funny story. Have you been yet, or are you going next? You just been. Okay. Well, there's a display there that has the President's Bible on display. And you might have seen it. Well, I'll tell you how it got there. So I was with Steve Green. I was with the whole Hobby Lobby team. It was time we went over there for a conference, and he said, he's such a shy, humble person. He said, we've got a formal request in, you know, for a Bible from the president. We'd like to display one of his Bibles. And I said, oh, here at the Bible Museum? He said, yeah. And I said, I got that. I said, let me take that one. And he said, okay. But he goes, no, we filed the paperwork. And I said, forget the paperwork. I'm going to talk to him about it. So anyway, I got back that night, and he called me up, and we usually check in at the end of the day. And I said, hey, by the way, I was over at the Bible Museum, and they want to display one of your Bibles. And he said, they want to display one of my Bibles? And I said, yeah, I mean, you know, like put it in a case and people can see it. And he said, well, that's great. He goes, hang on a second. He goes, it's around here somewhere. Hang on a second. And he puts the phone down. And I hear him rummaging around. And he came back to the phone and said, got it. He said, I'll bring it in tomorrow. He said, I'll bring it in tomorrow. We usually get our presidential daily brief together in the morning in the Oval Office. So I walked in, and there enough, sure enough, there's a Bible sitting on the corner of the Resolute desk in the Oval Office. And I sat down in my usual chair, and the president started in with all the briefers, and then he looked at me, and he goes, he pushed the Bible over in my direction. So I just picked it up. I opened it. You know how he is. And I picked it up, and I opened it up, and it was inscribed from his mother. And I had a note in it about the day that he was confirmed in his faith in his church. And afterwards, he said, you know, is that one okay? Is that good? And I said, oh, this will be good. and he said, well, that's the one, you know, he took his oath of office on Abraham Lincoln's Bible, and he said, and on that one. And but you could see the tenderness and the care that he had toward it. And it's on display there until someday, after 6.5 years, when they start building the Trump Presidential Library. Then it'll go there. But we both share that. We both share that common faith heritage, that gratitude to our parents. And it's just all there. I just wanna share those words with you, and maybe just share an admonition with you before I leave, if I can be so bold. Just keep being watchmen and women on the wall. Keep doing what you're doing. It's making a difference. I truly do believe that other than the families that I was just with earlier today, Karen and I were just with about 1,000 Gold Star kids at a conference. Men and women who've worn the uniform of the United States, who I know you will lead efforts to pause and pray for on this Memorial Day weekend. I truly do believe that other than the service of those who wear the uniform of the United States, especially our cherished fallen, that the ministries that you lead, the prayers that you pray, are of the greatest consequence in the life of the nation. And so I encourage you to keep it up. Keep preaching the good news. Keep preaching in season and out of season, as the Bible says. Always be prepared to give a reason for the hope that you have. You know, I was at Hillsdale College. I got to give a commencement speech the other day. And it was watched by tens of Americans on C-SPAN, if you want to see it. It was, it's true. But when I was preparing the speech, you know, it really was a blessing to me, because I ended up talking about faith, and I did the math. And it was 40 years ago this spring in 1978 that I was at a Christian music conference in Wilmore, Kentucky. You know, I'd been raised going to church every Sunday morning, a very faithful family, believing parents, but when I went off to college, and I'd kind of set all that stuff aside, but there I was, the end of my freshman year, at this Christian music conference, and I heard one clear presentation of the gospel after another, and then when the rain gently fell that Saturday night, 40 years ago this spring, I literally walked down and gave my life to Jesus Christ. And so I just want you to continue to share the gospel, share that life-changing message. I'm 4 decades into walking with the Lord, and Tony will tell you I've got a long way to go. But of paramount importance is that you just continue to hold up the truth. Secondly, I just want to encourage you, like Pastor Bevere said this morning. I love the title of his message: Preach, Stand Firm, and Love Well. Just keep coming alongside. You know, this is a time of too much division in these United States. And, you know, whether it's in our crisis pregnancy center ministries, or whether it's churches just simply being the hands and feet of Christ, I just can encourage you to continue to just, as Pastor Bevere said, to just love well. Love well and hold up that witness. And lastly, I do want to encourage you to continue to pray. This Memorial Day weekend, as a proud father of a United States Marine, I encourage you to pray for those families of the fallen, but pray for all the men and women who serve at this very hour in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard. Pray for our law enforcement and first responders around America today who are facing challenges and hardships as never before. And ultimately, I just encourage you just to pray for America. But don't, you know, and this is where, while we celebrate what we've accomplished in our agenda, and we look forward to a great election this fall and our midterm elections, and even a better one in the fall of 2020, I'd encourage you to just pray for America, for every American who lives under the flag. I always think Abraham Lincoln had it about right in his time, in a much more difficult time than we could even imagine now. He was asked once if he thought that God was on his side. And our 16th president said words in effect. He said, I don't concern myself so much with whether God is on our side, but rather we're on God's side. So pray for America. Pray that we continue to uphold those ideals and traditions. And as I'll always believe that, as I'm wont to say as I travel around the country with a similar encouragement, that what's been true for thousands of years that Americans have clung to throughout our history is every bit as true today. If his people, who are called by his name, will humble themselves and pray, he'll do like he's always done in the long and storied history of this nation. He'll hear from heaven, and he'll heal this land, this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for your ministries and your prayers. And God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. I'm David Salkeld, thanking you for being with us, and I encourage you to be back here next week for the weekend edition of Washington Watch with Tony Perkins.
Washington Watch Weekend Edition is powered by the Family Research Council and is entirely listener-supported. For more information on anything you've heard today, or to find out how you can partner with us in our ongoing efforts to promote faith, family, and freedom, visit TonyPerkins.com. Also, to leave a comment about Washington Watch, call our watch line at 1-866-372-7234. That's 1-866-372-7234.